excited to be able to speak with you this way. Oh, yes. Please forgive me for tying you to the bed. I know you haven't awakened yet, so I had to make sure you wouldn't try to escape before I could perform the ritual. But please understand that I only did it because I know that you'd command me to do it if you had all your memories. Well, if you had your memories, you wouldn't have to command me to. Well, you get what I mean. Of course. How silly of me. Forgive me, Dark One. I'm sure you must be confused. Allow me to explain to you why I brought you here. You see, I'm your most loyal devotee. Well, at the moment I'm your only devotee, but it all started several years ago. At that point in my life, things were less than ideal. I was having no luck with my love life. I couldn't hold a job for very long, and my relationship with my family was strained. One night, I ate some food that was more than a little old. I was short on funds, so I didn't want to waste anything. That night, I had a vision. I mean, most simple-minded mortals would say it was a food poisoning-induced fever dream, but I know better. In that vision, I learned of the Forgotten Ones, ancient gods who lay dormant, but would one day awake and remake the world to their liking. Of all the Forgotten Ones, one stood out to me. Koresh, ruler of the night. The very next day, I laid aside all my petty, worldly sorrows and established a cult in honor of the Master of Darkness. Oh, it was so liberating. From that day forward, I didn't have to worry about anything except spreading devotion to Koresh. Although it hasn't been going very well, I'm honored that I was blessed with such knowledge, but being the only one to see that vision means that everyone I talk to about it doesn't believe me. They all say there's better ways of disappointing your parents, or, hey, you should write a book about that. Anyways, one day I was passing out pamphlets when I saw something just as amazing as that vision. It was you. You were just standing there, waiting to meet someone. But I just couldn't take my eyes off of you. You looked perfect, like you didn't belong to this world. I could feel my stomach twisting into knots, just like it did the night of the visions. In fact, the sensation was even more intense than it was back then. That's how I knew. To any other mortal of this world, you would appear as a mere human, an amazing, wonderful, perfect human, but just human. But I know the truth. You are Koresh incarnate, simply taking the form of a person. I know. You don't think you're Koresh. I couldn't work up the nerve to speak to you at first, so I started following you around, observing you. It was clear that you believed yourself to be the mortal you appear to be. It took me a long time to understand what was happening, but after some research and some more visions I got after drinking some rancid milk, I understood your intentions. You had to take this form to slip past Gayatra, your older sister, and Oreg, your younger brother. They forced you into an agreement to descend upon this world together and split it evenly. But cunning as you are, you devised this plan to arrive early and claim all the spoils for yourself. I'm honored beyond words that you subconsciously reached out to me through your dreams, preparing me with the knowledge to free you so that you can begin your conquest. After that, it was just a simple matter of drugging your lunch that you always eat in the park. I brought you back here and, well, I mean, I guess you know the rest. And now, allow me to untie you so that you can participate in the awakening ritual. Of course, I'm only keeping your hands tied behind your back. And you're still leashed to the bedpost by your ankle. I promise, I'll release you completely once you've awakened. The ritual is quite simple, although it did take 3 loaves of moldy bread for me to see the proceedings clearly enough to mimic. I made this incense from the leaves of the blackwort plant, which was formed from drops of your blood after your mighty battle with your father, he of no name. But before I burn it, we need to add something. Blood. This plant sprang from the blood of your ethereal form. But we'll also need blood from your mortal form. And that of your followers. Well, follower, singular. Oh, no. It's nothing drastic. It's just a single drop from you and a single drop from me. Please, cunning one, try to hold still. This ceremonial knife is, well, I bought it because it looks really cool, but it's old and parts of it are rusty, so if you don't hold very still, I might get you with the rusty part and not the clean part. I don't want to cause any undue pain to you, Master. There. Perfect. Now, to light the incense and recite the incantation. Breathe in deep and remember your true nature. Oh, Koresh, ruler of night, keeper of darkness, the one who lives unseen. Since before time, you have skulked and lied and manipulated from within the true shadow. The time is at hand for you to hide no more, but to bring about the age of midnight. Darkness shall fall, and you will walk brazenly and openly among mortal kind. Your rule shall be wise and great and terrible, and all shall live under your shadow as you once lived under ours. Awake, mighty Koresh! Well, nothing feels really different. Shouldn't your mortal form melt away, revealing your glorious visage? What about all your dark minions wriggling out of the shadows? Something? Anything? I don't understand! That should have worked! I'm sure of it! Was the blackwort not closely related enough to your ethereal body? No, that can't be. It sprang from your very blood. There couldn't possibly be a closer connection. Was this my fault? Am I not devoted enough? But I live for you, breathe for you. How could I not be enough? You think that maybe you're not really Koresh? No. No! No! That can't be right. I mean, the way I feel when I look at you, what else could cause such feelings? I mean, when I'm near you, my thoughts get all jumbled, and my heart feels like it's going to leap out of my throat. Surely it's because of your godly aura.
A crush? No. No! That's not it at all! This is way beyond just infatuation.
I mean, it's even more than love. Or I assume so. I've never really... Anyway, the way I feel about you is special. Nobody could feel this way towards a mere human. I'm sure of it. Nobody else in the world. Wait. Nobody else. That's it! That's what's wrong! I've reached the mortal limit of worship and devotion. But your perfect divine form couldn't possibly be awakened by one mere mortal. No matter how zealous. You're going to need more followers. This is going to be tricky. I've been trying to spread word of your glory, but I haven't gotten any bites yet. It's due to my own lowly nature, I'm afraid. I've never been very charismatic. But I'll just have to try harder. I've been giving people pamphlets and things, but maybe I should get more aggressive. I know. I'll go door to door. I bet loads of people would want to join if I just go to them where they live. I mean, who wouldn't want to take time out of their day to listen to a carefully prepared speech from a stranger out of the blue? No. Okay. I'm going to have to work this all out. In the meantime, please get back in bed so that I can tie you back down. Oh, please don't give me that look, devious one. I should be the one groveling at your feet, not the other way around. And besides, surely you understand the importance of all this, even without your memories. I was only able to capture you by taking advantage of your currently limited senses. Now that you're aware of me, I couldn't possibly hope to outwit the great trickster. I'd never be able to get you back here again.
All right, then. I will just have to put you back myself. I know, I look petite, but I'm actually pretty strong. Come here! Much better. Since you'll be staying here a while, I'll be sure to get you some more comfortable pillows and sheets. Don't worry, Master. You'll be free of your fleshly prison soon. Oh, and before I go, I just wanted to say, just remember that no matter how many other followers you get, I'll always be your most loyal of servants. I'll always be here to serve you, oh glorious Dark One.